Dr. Schneider, could an a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on Patrice Agner, AG, NER, this goes to Dr. Girard. On 1/12/23, Mrs. Agner performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 10/5/21, there's been no significant change, period, to paragraph impression. Minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Elizabeth Hutt, HUTT. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 1/12/23, Mrs. Hutt performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After walking 321 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 95%, period, in a paragraph impression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Catherine with a K. Carpenter, this goes to Dr. Pogodino. On 1/12/22, Mrs. Carpenter performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment of flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was slightly less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was no change in the reduction of forced vital capacity with reversible airways obstruction compared to a prior study dated 5/24/22. There's been no significant change, period. In the paragraph impression, moderate restriction with reversible airways obstruction showing no significant change, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Rosa Wood. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughn. On 1/12/23, Mrs. Wood performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was no significant change, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 7/5/22, there's been some deterioration, period. In a paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing slight progression, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Paul Murphy. This goes to Dr. Pieper. On 1/12/23, Mr. Murphy performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. There was no significant airways obstruction, period. There was no change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/5/21, there's been slight deterioration in forced vital capacity, period. To paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction, without bronchial reactivity, showing slight deterioration, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Thomas Bates. B-A-T-E-S, this goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 1/12/23, Mr. Bates performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%, period. After walking 441 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 97%, period. In a paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Robert Rao, R-O-W-E. This goes to Dr. Howard Marks, M-A-R-K-E-S, and Dr. Kane. On 1/12/23, Mr. Rao performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. There was a severe impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FEC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8/9/22, there's been no significant change. Period. New paragraph. Impression. Severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Robert Rao, R-O-W-E. This goes to the VA on 1/12/23. Mr. Rao performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%. Period. After walking 158 meters, he stopped at 3 minutes and 33 seconds due to very significant back pain. Period. That time, his saturation was 87%. Period. New paragraph. Impression. Severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Period. Thank you.